neglected the pursuit of his field sports, and even the management of his property. And to such a pitch did his eagerness and infatuation go that he sold many an acre of tillage land to buy books of chivalry to read, and brought home as many of them as he could get. But of all, there were none he liked so well as those of the famous Feliciano da Silva's composition, for their lucidity of style and complicated conceits were as pearls in his sight, particularly when his reading came upon courtships and cartels, where he often found passages like, "The reason of the unreason, with which my reason is afflicted, so weakens my reason, that with reason I murmur at your beauty." Or again, "The high heavens, that of your divinity divinely fortify you with the stars, render you deserving of the desert of your greatness deserves." Over conceits of this sort, the poor gentleman lost his wits, and used to lie awake striving to understand them and worm the meaning out of them. What Aristotle himself could not have made out or extracted had he come to life again for that special purpose. He was not at all easy about the wounds which Don Belianis gave and took, because it seemed to him that, great as were the surgeons who had cured him, he must have had his face and body covered all over with seams and scars. He commended, however, the author's way of ending.